Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire specification, decomposition and abstraction. These are two of the four pillars of computational thinking, and trust me, once you really get these, you'll start seeing them everywhere, in programming, in problem solving, and definitely in your exams. So let's start with the big picture. Computational thinking is the way computer scientists approach problems. It's not just about coding, it's about thinking in a structured, logical way. And decomposition and abstraction are two of the most powerful tools in that toolkit. Let's start with decomposition. The word itself gives you a clue. Decompose, to break something down. In computer science, decomposition means taking a large, complex problem and breaking it down into smaller, more manageable sub-problems. Each sub-problem is easier to understand, easier to design a solution for, easier to code, easier to test, and easier to maintain. Think about it this way. Imagine you've been asked to organise a school sports day. If someone just said, "Organise sports day," that's overwhelming, right? But if you break it down, plan the events, book the venue, arrange the equipment, create the timetable, communicate to students and parents, suddenly each piece feels doable. That's decomposition in action. In programming, decomposition leads directly to the use of subprograms, that's functions and procedures. When you write a function called calculateAverage, you've decomposed the larger program into a smaller, focused task. Each subprogram does one thing well. This makes your code modular, reusable, and much easier to debug. Now, here's something really important for your exam. When a question asks you to explain the benefits of decomposition, examiners are looking for specific points. You should say, "Decomposition makes a complex problem easier to manage. It allows different parts to be worked on simultaneously, perhaps by different programmers. It makes testing easier, because each subproblem can be tested independently. And it allows subprograms to be reused across different parts of a program or even in future programs." Don't just say, "it makes things easier." That's too vague and won't earn you marks. Be specific. Use the word subproblem or subprogram. Link it to manageability, testing, and reuse. Right, now let's move on to abstraction. And this one is absolutely fascinating. Abstraction is about removing unnecessary detail to create a simplified model of reality. When we create a computational model of something from the real world, we don't include every single detail. We only include the details that are relevant to solving our specific problem. Here's a brilliant example. Think about a map. A real city has thousands of details. The colour of buildings, the texture of roads, the height of trees, the smell of the bakery on the corner. But a map abstracts all of that away. It keeps only what you need to navigate. Roads, junctions, distances, and landmarks. That's abstraction. In computer science, when we model a car for a driving simulation game, we don't need to know about the chemical composition of the engine oil or the exact molecular structure of the tyres. We abstract those away. We keep speed, direction, fuel level, position. Those are the attributes that matter for our problem. Another great example is a contact in your phone. In real life, a person is incredibly complex. They have a height, a favourite colour, a childhood memory, a fear of spiders. But your phone's contact model abstracts all of that. It keeps name, phone number, email address. That's all your phone needs to do its job. So when an exam question asks you about abstraction, always frame your answer around two things. First, what details are being removed? And second, why those details are unnecessary for the problem being solved. Examiners award marks specifically for identifying the unnecessary detail being removed, so be explicit about it.
Now, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. The first and most common mistake is confusing decomposition with simply writing an algorithm or listing steps. Decomposition is specifically about breaking a large problem into smaller sub-problems. An algorithm is the set of steps to solve one of those subproblems. They're related, but they're not the same thing. If a question says, "explain how decomposition could be used to solve this problem," you need to identify the subproblems, not write the algorithm. The second common mistake is being vague about abstraction. Students often write, abstraction removes detail, and stop there. That's only half an answer. You must identify specifically which details are removed and explain why they're not needed. For example, when modelling a student for a school database, details such as hair colour and shoe size are abstracted away because they are not relevant to tracking academic performance. That's the kind of specific, justified answer that earns marks. The third mistake is overcomplicating your model. Some students include too much detail when asked to create an abstracted model, thinking more is better. It isn't. The whole point of abstraction is to keep things simple and focused. Only include what's necessary for the specific problem. Now, command words. When you see state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words or a short phrase. When you see describe, say what something is or what it does, using correct terminology. When you see explain, this is where you earn the most marks. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, decomposition is beneficial because it breaks the problem into smaller subproblems, making each one easier to test independently. For longer explain questions, worth four or more marks, aim for two or three distinct points, each with a justification. Don't repeat the same point in different words. Examiners won't award marks for repetition. Time management tip. In your GCSE exam, aim for roughly 1 minute per mark. So a four-mark question should take about 4 to 5 minutes. Don't spend 10 minutes on a two-mark question. Move on and come back if you have time. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is decomposition? Decomposition is the process of breaking down a large, complex problem into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Question 2. What is abstraction? Abstraction is the process of removing unnecessary detail to create a simplified model of a real-world scenario. Question 3. Give one benefit of using decomposition when writing a program. It allows different programmers to work on different subproblems simultaneously, or it makes testing easier because each subproblem can be tested independently. Question 4. A programmer is creating a model of a library for a booking system. Give two details that would be abstracted away. Details such as the colour of the books, the physical dimensions of the shelves, or the personal reading preferences of members. None of these are needed for a booking system. Question 5. How do subprograms relate to decomposition? Subprograms, functions and procedures, are a practical implementation of decomposition in code. Each subprogram represents a subproblem that has been broken off from the main program. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and reread those sections. The best revision technique is to close your notes. Try to recall the key points, then check what you missed. That's called retrieval practice, and research shows it's far more effective than just rereading. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Today we covered two essential computational thinking concepts. Decomposition, breaking a complex problem into smaller, manageable subproblems. Remember the benefits: manageability, parallel working, easier testing, and reusability through subprograms. Abstraction, removing unnecessary detail to simplify a model. Always identify what's removed and why. And remember, these two concepts work together. Decomposition decides the structure, abstraction decides the content of each part. For your exam, use precise language. Say subproblem, not just a smaller part. Say unnecessary detail is removed, not just it's simplified. And always justify your answers with because. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.